Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to C.
Yeah.
I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, you know I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Hello there, little ones. You say your old man dressed up as Santa Claus and can't get his belly through the fireplace? And you hang up a purple bulb on a tree and 3,000 volts go through you? And your brother made an animal cage out of your Erector set and Grandma can't get it out? And someone opened a window while you're sorting stamps and all your triangles are flying around the house? And one of your gifts, a strange little shiny box, suddenly takes off and is now circling the earth at 1,200 miles an hour? Is that what's troubling you, Tiny Tots?
Well, put your head down low and take a run in the snow with that devil-may-care Christmas spirit. For the whole world singing that happy song, merrily we roll along. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That sled!
Hey, baby, I've got something for you and I want to tell you, but you'll have to wait.
We started off with Eddie Lawrence. There's the Mary Will Philosopher, originally off of a 1957 7-inch as the character of the old Mary Philosopher from the Brooklyn comedy scene. Actually, it just would have been the old philosopher, because sometimes he would not be Mary. But you can actually easily find that on the little compilation from 1990 called Christmas Party with Eddie G. And it is the only widely released version by Eddie G, known to his parents as comedy writer Eddie Gorodetsky. One of his notorious Holly mixtapes over the years. And then we just heard the Alternative Communities Hot Couple, and they are the one that are still standing at this point. Best Coast, along with Waves, and that was a track that appeared on a Target, or Target compilation called The Christmas Gig. And Best Coast and Waves have toured and released split singles together as Bethany Constantino and Nathan Williams Mixed Noise with Californian Pop. And in the background, this is Rick Soap. This is a version of Le Cantique de Noël that they posted on their website last Christmas as one of the tracks of the month. And this is how we're going to kick off this week's episode and the final one of 2011 of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's festive community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, here in the Vancouver area. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be looting all your stockings until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So yes, for this final episode of the year, we'll do the usual warped wassailing here with unconventional carols, or renditions of Yuletide songs that we're beyond familiar with, but a little twisted. The soundtrack feature will be a little bit slight, as I'm going to find some songs from some of the B-tier of television specials, but some odd things will bubble up here and there. We're going to start off this set with Sharon Jones of the Dap Kings. They have a new compilation out called Soul Time, with an exclamation mark, and that collects their non-album material over the past few years. And this is a song that Sharon Jones wrote back in 2009, dealing as a child questioning the conventional role of fireplaces in our modern myths, though highlighting a strong family connection to the holiday spirit. So here's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects. Ho, ho, ho.
When I was a child, The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fun Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
So we started that set off with Sharon Jones of the Dap Kings and Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects. Then after that, we heard the Pizza Cat of Five with Snowflakes, and that's off their 1997 Matador EP, Sister Freedom Tapes. And they're one of the main founders of the Japan Shibuya K Sound. And I'm actually overdue on a P5 profile since I'm a huge fan. Then after our thank you for our most recent fun drive, we heard some Soul Coughing Man, and that's off their Made Especially For You CD promer. That was their version of Susie Snowflake, the 1951 song made famous by Rosemary Clooney. And Soul Coughing were a New York band that specialized in what they called deep slacker jazz. And that take of the Sid Tepper and Roy C. Bennett number features the highly styling drummer Yuval Gabay reparting part of the lyrics in his native Hebrew. And in the background, dying slowly there. That was the Christmas Bell Ringers, and that was Good King Wenceslas, of course. It was found on an album featuring the French public broadcaster RTF, a cast of what originally were 15 singers known as Les Jazz Singers. Of course, I said that, totally French singers. Before this expanded popular-wise, they became 60 French girls. And you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gek. This is the holiday version of some fine CITR programming here, and most likely with the remaining days before the Christmas itself. It depends on us. It always depends on us, but it also descends upon us as well we probably have had your fill of holiday music, but of course we're here to do some crazier alternative stuff, and this next song definitely goes along that way. So this is a cover of a Psychic TV song, and this is done by the Aussie Ohio duo known as the Golden Filter. Now, this isn't just a straight-up version of this Throbbing Gristle offshoot. This actually mixes in, of all things, Jim Jones' final speech to the People's Temple before they drank the Kool-Aid. Happy Holiday! So here is The Golden Filter with White Nights.
You know how much I love you. I give you all my life. No one may take my life from me. I lay my life down. The point is on this plane. Take the potion that we used to take. An ocean breeze.
What you just heard there was M. Ward and Zooey Deschanel, better known on record as She and Him. And that was their take of the Beach Boys' Saint Nick. And that's off their latest album, which is a holiday album, A Very She and Him Christmas. And Deschanel has been starring in the sitcom as a late new girl, but if you're feeling really festive, you should dig up her breakout film, which was 2003's Elf, which starred Will Ferrell. And for those people who keep track of things, she is single again. She's separated from Ben Gibbard, or Gibbard. I think it's Gibbard. I like Gibbard, though. Touch of class. From the Death Cab for Cutie. And that separation occurred last month. Here's some Exploding Head movies here. It is 7:52 Pacific Standard Time in the evening. The days will only be getting darker for a couple more before the solstice comes. Right before Christmas, and then slowly but surely, the days will get longer. And in the background here, this is Lenny D. This is take on Sleigh Ride. It's off his 1961 album, Happy Holly D. And the cover features a whole mess of poodles on there. Time for some local heroes here. I'm going to start off with Apollo Ghosts. And they're about ready to release a new album in 2012. But they're in Memphis recently, and they met up with ECCW wrestler The Honky Tonk Kid. And after they all visited Graceland, they were inspired by the King. So they went back to their hotel, and they did their own take on an Elvis holiday standard. So here are The Honky Tonk Kid on the vocals, along with the Apollo Ghosts. And you can find this through the Apollo Ghost band campsite. This will be Honky Tonk's Blue Christmas here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The ribbons and bows of stars and skies in a billion eyes. They run for the stairs and go tumbling down, taking a breath and a good look around. Open your better than nothing at all. whispering in your ear. Choir, strike the cannon, and the world will all rejoice. Born today, the Prince of Peace, the gift of heaven. To everyone out on the opposite coast, the dreams of love, new ways of living, everyone misses you, don't.
And there was, from the Shilohs, Johnny Payne. If you ever need him for a softball match, he is probably your best ringer there. That was off of the Light Organ Records holiday compilation with bells on. So, Johnny Payne with Green and Gold. Also appearing on the compilation are Van Cougar, Jody Glenham, and Fake Shark Real Zombie. So, it's a great collection of local artists on this new label. It's the home to Louise Burns and Capital Six. It's a fine label. Offshoot of all things of 604 Records here. It is 8 o'clock. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. It's all Yuletide wonders here with Mistletoe-inspired mayhem. And we're going to now hop over to the Providence, Rhode Island. And Deer Tech, their latest album just came out this past October called Divine Providence. But we're going to actually get to listen to their Christmas single from last year. For those of you who find certain words offensive, cover your ears, because the single was called Holy Shit, It's Christmas. But this is the B-side, which is something we could definitely say on air. So here is Deer Tick with Christmas All Summer Long.
One, two, three. No cities on a raid. Get your hand out of your pocket, baby. Go and get the socket. Come meet me by the fireplace. Oh, Christmas in the morning, Christmas in the evening, Christmas in the feeling state. Christmas out summer, Christmas before, Christmas till Labor Day.
Christmas out summer long. Christmas every season. You don't need a reason. It's Christmas out summer long.
Hey there, Moppet. You say your mischievous cousin Wilbur gave you a moose head with the moose still in it? And you ate so many candy sticks your nose is green with red and white nostrils on it? And you just can't seem to piece together your life-size assemble-it-yourself ranch house? And you just got a pine needle right up your cuticle? Ow. And Aunt Bertie ain't come home from Macy's yet, and it's been 8 days now. And your daddy chops down a pine tree in the forest and brings it in, and a big gray eagle flies out and won't leave the bedroom? Is that what's perturbing you, Moppets?
Well, lift your head up high and take a flop on the ice. With that melody ringing in your head and a hefty new lady in your heart, you'll never give up, never give up, never give up. Those skates!
from North Wales. What we just heard was the Joy Formidable, or Formidable. I always say it French style, because apparently that's all I think about right now. So there's a free download from 2008, and that song was My Beer Drunk Soul is Sadder Than 100 Dead Christmas Trees. Something that definitely suits in for the people who are not really having a happy holidays, but yeah, a little melodrama that works that way. And the Welsh folks, now based in London, the Joy Formidable, have an album. Their debut came out early this year called The Big Roar. And in the background, we're listening to the musical act that's actually behind one of the old Christmas MP3 blogs, which has now been retired, originally called The 12 Months of Christmas. This is a Thelonious Octopus. And what we're listening to right now is Sea Amid the Winter's Snow. And that came off the self-released 2005 album, Christmas Quiet, which definitely isn't something that we're necessarily aspiring for here in Exploding Head Movies, but such as it is. We're going to actually stick with a little bit of a Welsh thing here now. Gruff Rhys is one of the men behind Super Furry Animals. He had a little bit of a side project with Boom Bip called Neon Neon recently. But just a couple months ago, he released something called the Atheist Christmas EP, spelled Xmas, actually. And it definitely sort of deals with, well, I guess, very non-Christian element-related things. Or maybe not necessarily so, maybe just sort of an idea of focusing more on humanism and whatnot. Rhys has worked on the score to an iPod game, or actually, it would be more for iPhone or something like that, called Whale Trail. And last year, he worked on a documentary based on tracking his relatives that went to South America called Separado. So from the Atheist Christmas EP, here is Gruff Rhys with Post-Apocalypse Christmas. Yeah, because we always do like Weird Al's Christmas at Ground Zero at some point. But, of course, Ground Zero doesn't mean what it did in the 80s. CITR 101.9 FM.
I waited in the shadows all Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Because there's no way on earth we probably would have heard that song elsewhere. So that actually came off a compilation called The American Song Poem Christmas, which deals with a whole matter of song poems, in that there is a pre-existing music, and people could then record their own vocals and songs over top of it. So that was Heather Knoll with Santa Came on a Nuclear Missile. And you can find The American Song Poem Christmas from 2003 through bar none. And in the background here, it's always a little bit of Tijuana brass, isn't it? So this is the Border Brass off their 1968 album, Tijuana Christmas. And this little peppy thing is, what child is this? Now we're going to stay sort of new wavy, but in a modern sense. And this next act are the Duloks. And if you remember your Star Wars history, even though I think this was like non-canon because it's off the cartoon, they were the planetary enemy of the Ewoks, those cuddly little bear things from Return of the Jedi. And the Duloks are no more. They retired last year. But at this point, who knows? Maybe they'll sort of come back in one way or another. But one of the members, Mark Sellers, formerly of the Refrandels, formerly of CBC Radio 2, that became 3, and then BBC 6, that all left. But she had the Ewoks. She moved to the UK. Friends found out, and the Duloks were formed. So this actually came off a Christmas thing in 2008, although right now I can only find it through MySpace. So here are the Duloks with Badge Vegetarian on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And on the eighth day, the Lord decreed, to be a vegetarian, thou shalt not eat anything with a face. Anything with a face!
I saw you eat the fish, I saw you eat the fish, it was your Christmas dish. I saw you eat the fish, I saw you eat the fish, I saw you eat the fish, it was your Christmas dish. I saw you eat the fish.
You are a bad vegetarian.
I saw you eat the fish, it was your Christmas dish. I saw you eat the fish, I saw you eat the fish, I saw you eat the fish, it was your Christmas dish. I saw you eat the fish.
You are a bad vegetarian.
Christmas, you suckers, you miserable men. That old festive season is with you again. You'll be spending your money on cartloads of junk, and from here to New Year, you'll be drunk as a skunk. Merry Christmas, you suckers, it's perfectly clear that you fall for it all a bit sooner each year. If it goes on like this, you will find pretty soon you're singing White Christmas as a early as June. This Christmas card racket will cost you a packet. Each season it seems to expand. The cards are so clever, though nothing whatever to do with the subject in hand. You'll be taking the kids round the multiple stores to be frightened to death by some old Santa Claus. Then it's parties with spirits and vino and beer. Merry Christmas, you suckers, and a happy new year. Merry Christmas, you suckers, you bleary-eyed lot. You'll never get rid of that headache you've got. But I hope you feel splendid, you certainly should, with your stomachs distended with turkey and pud. Merry Christmas, you suckers, jump into your cars, roar off to your neighbors to sink a few jars. Though your vision is double, just keep smiling through. There are others in trouble, a lot worse than you. Beyond any question, acute indigestion will plague you and make you unwell. You won't take the warning, you'll wake up each morning undoubtedly feeling like hell. But stick to it, suckers, go swallow a pill, for this is the season of peace and goodwill. While we patiently wait for that nuclear blast, Merry Christmas, you suckers, it may be your last.
We're pulling out all the stops here on Happy Holidays, and we actually brought even nuclear matters into this as well, too. But that was from 1962. That was Patty Roberts, a very popular singer-songwriter in the late 50s. He actually wrote Picking a Chicken, which is a favorite song of mine I've played in the past. And so that was the A-side to the Merry Christmas, You Sucker 7-inch, 1962 through Decca. In the background here, we've actually gone to Norway. This is the Remington Super 60 and off for Winter EP. This is called Sweet Winter. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 88.5 Shaw Cable, and on the web at www.citr.ca. We're going to do some quick little bit of folk here, but then again, everything will just derail quickly. And Richard Thompson, we know for Vincent Black Lighting, he tried a bit of a special album in 1972 called Henry the Human Fly, and he was trying to sort of fuse rock and roll with folk and amongst other things. At the time, it wasn't well received, but over time, it was considered one of his better numbers. And it was actually this album that he met his wife at the time, or his wife-to-be, Linda Peters, who became Linda Thompson. But, of course, that went all wrong. So from Henry the Human Fly, this is Richard Thompson with Mary and Joseph.
And peace rings in his heart. a lockdown. Get a lockdown on your bed, a lockdown on the road. When San Diego is coming, you better look.
That's got to be one of my favorite versions of that carol, and that was from the Bahamas, Joseph Spence, with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and that, as you heard, was from a live performance in 1986, and you find it on the Rounder album, Living on the Hallelujah Side. And the connection to what we heard beforehand with Richard Thompson, that was Mary and Joseph off of Henry the Human Fly, is that one time the Richard Thompson fan club produced a tribute album to Spencer, along with his act, which is the Pinder Family. And if you're wondering what was going on there, it's he plays guitar with a bit of a different tuning, but he does vocalizes and hums along the way there. It is 8:30. You are listening to CITR Vancouver here. My name's Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm going to try wedge in one thing in the middle here shortly. But first off, this is one of the organizations in town, and something like this is important during the Christmas time.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a Big Sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Hey there, boobies. You see that smoldering yule log so wet and sticky everyone's gasping for breath while trying to look merry? And your Uncle Harold came in as a big jolly bear and your father shot him? And your little doggie swallowed some of them jingle bells and is driving the whole house crazy? And you went sleigh riding in a big blizzard and you can't find your way home, and while you're wandering in the fields you get picked up by a big snow shovel and dumped into a truck headed for an ice cold river, and your little toy grocery store went out of business? Is that what's on your mind, boobies?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the slash with that dignity and stick-to-itiveness. Then you show Mars, you show Pluto, you show the way to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That old Christmas spirit, no matter who broke your new bicycle. This is the old philosopher saying, Merry Christmas, cousins, and a hefty doodle-dee-dee. Come on, Thunder, come on, Blitz, and a hefty doodle-dee-dee. Santa wants you to keep moving.
It's a little more of Eddie Lawrence there as the merry old philosopher. And of course, here I am, just your merry old programming host here. This is GAC. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And in the background here, we're listening to some Tools. Maestro Woody Phillips here. This is off the A Toolbox Christmas. All everything you hear here is a sampling featuring an extraordinary orchestra of what he calls hammers, saws, drills, ratchets, 2x4s, pipes, planers, and much, much more. Of course, this is I Saw Three Ships. Now, what we have lined up is something that I managed to find a little bit of time here by ditching some songs. Sorry, Klaus Nomi. We'll profile your craziness later. This is off of the Shadowy Men on Shadowy Planet Christmas 7-inch. I totally forget which year this came out. Hence why we have the internet. Of course, these guys were the people that did the Kids in the Hall music. And amongst other things as well, too, I'm actually going to look at profiling them in the early January, since they did some soundtrack work outside of the Kids in the Hall. So this is from 1994. This single is called It's a Wonderful Record. And for those of you who still use answering machines and whatnot, get ready, because you have your choice of 12 things here. Because this is a medley, simply called The 12 Answering Machine Messages of Christmas. We'll be back with some vintage old vinyl and then some radio as well.
Contamination is one of the major causes of illness during the holiday season. Always stuff your bird just before roasting. This may not be convenient, but it is safest.
Three.
Hi, I'm not in, I'm gone. But if you leave your name and number after you hear my universal message, I'd be thankful. You dance. Oh, I got it wrong. Okay, we'll just edit this in, okay? It's he dances, he dances. Okay, hold on. Can I just start here?
Yeah.
He dances with his leather boots on. He sings to his reindeer things. Damn it.
Four.
Please, help put the stma back in Christmas.
Five.
6.
Remember, cash always fits.
7.
Hi, kids. This is Joey Ramone here of the famous Ramones. Boy, this music's good for my nerves. We want to wish you all a very, very, very happy holiday, don't we? And Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah for all our Jewish fans. Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
8. Take 2.
Hi. I'm not in now. I'm gone. But if after you hear my universal message, you leave your name and phone number, I'll have someone get back to you. He dances with his leather boots on. He sings to his reindeer things. On Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, now Moonbeam. Santa's got your name, and it's on his list. Ow!
Nine.
Everybody's happy that it's the holiday season. Everybody's out at their friends, and that's the reason that we're not home. Yeah, cha cha cha.
10.
If I were in, I'd already be home now. Have a happy holiday.
11.
When doing your Christmas cards, don't forget Betty White. She can be reached at Post Office Box 3713, Granada Hills, California, 91344, USA.
12.
We just heard there all of the 12 answering machine messages of Christmas there by Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. And that's off of its ownerful record from 1994. So we got 20 minutes left here. And we're going to listen now to something from back in 1923. Now, this, well, I found this on the internet somewhere, but it's something that's always great to hear old voices. So this will be President Haley Fisk of the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. And this is simply the Christmas message he sent in 1923.
To my dear children in the field, I want you to have a Christmas message. It is a very happy Christmas for the Metropolitan, and I hope it is for you. In business, we have had a great year. You do not expect me to give figures until January, but you yourselves must be conscious from your own work and district records that the company has achieved marvel. In every department, we have expanded beyond all previous years. Yet, while Christmas is a time for rejoicing, it is not for boasting. It is a time for thanksgiving for God's gracious gift, beginning with the first Christmas nearly 2,000 years ago. Let us remember that all conscientious work this past year has been for God's glory and the good of his children. Let us think of Metropolitan's accomplishments not in terms of business place, of money earned, or assets amassed, but of good deeds done, of more extensive service of millions of people blessed, of lives saved, of health improved, of sorrow solid, of needs supplied, of friendship with the people extended and deepened, of opportunities multiplied for future responsibility. Let us resolve to meet these next year. And meanwhile, let us be happy and merry and give thanks for God's blessings this past year.
And as promised on Radio Caroline, here is Batman's Christmas Caper. Radio Caroline presents Batman's Christmas Caper. Starring Gladys Best as Batman and Dot Ford as Robin.
The Boy Wonder?
It's Christmas in Gotham City. At the City Hall, a package arrives addressed to the mayor. But what's this? Is that ticking I hear? The mayor speaks.
Hi, guys.
The mayor speaks.
Commissioner, this package is ticking.
Good Lord, Mayor.
I try to be.
You know it's habit forming to buy things on tick. Chief O'Hara?
Yes, sir.
As custodians of the law of Gotham City, we must protect our leading citizens even at the risk of our own life. We must display the courage and fortitude for which this police force is justly famous. The two of us must inspect this diabolical object. Catch!
But, Commissioner!
Just as I thought. A bomb.
But what devilish device is this, Commissioner? It's made of Christmas pudding.
An exploding Christmas pudding. What fiendish plot is this?
What fiendish plot indeed?
This is a job.
I know, Mayor. Chief O'Hara, get the Gotham City Catering Service on the phone.
But surely, Commissioner, Batman should be told.
Batman? Climb walls he can do. Catch criminals he can do. Cook he cannot. Get the caterers.
What's this? Batman snubbed by the Commissioner because he can't cook? Is this the end for the fearless fighter of crime? Cut off by his culinary inabilities. Tune in for the next exciting episode.
Episode number 2 of Batman's Christmas Caper is at 12 o'clock, so make sure to listen.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Roland. Recently on a trip to Chicago to a very lackluster comic book convention, I was lucky enough to come across a little-known videotape that contained the Lost Christmas episode of the Batman TV series from 1966, starring the one and only Mr. Adam West. I couldn't believe my good fortune. So anyway, I returned, and I showed it to Kevin and Bean, and I said, you guys should put this on your Christmas CD because you never put anything good on your show. And to my surprise, they accepted it. So now we'd like to present to you the very rare Lost Christmas episode of the Batman TV show from 1966. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Meanwhile, in the dynamic duo's secret crime-fighting headquarters known as the Batcave, Batman teaches some of Gotham's youngest citizens the true meaning of Christmas.
Now, young people, which one of you can tell me why we celebrate Christmas?
Holy Immaculate Conception! I know.
Not you, Robin.
Darn.
Yes, you, Billy.
So we can get presents?
Well, not exactly.
Holy greedy little bastard.
Robin.
Gosh, sorry, Batman.
Anyone else? Yes, Janie.
Christmas is the time of year when we wish for peace on Earth and celebrate our love for our fellow man.
Very good, Janie.
Holy bat butt kisser.
I heard that, old chum.
But what about the presents?
You see, Billy, your parents buy you all those presents at Christmas time as a way of showing you that they love you.
I thought Santa Claus brought us the presents.
Don't be a silly Billy. Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Holy heartbreak, Batman! Ixnay on the Anticlaus say.
It's quite all right, Robin. These bright young people deserve the truth. You see, children, it's really your parents that buy you all those gifts with their hard-earned money.
But...
And you're lucky to have parents. My mommy and daddy were brutally gunned down by a heartless criminal. And it was right then, as they lay dying in a pool of their own blood, that I dedicated my life to waging a war on all evildoers.
Batman, you might not
want to... So this year, instead of writing a letter to some obese imaginary elf with his toes turned up, write a letter of thanks to your fine, upstanding parents. Because someday they'll be dead.
Holy shit, Batman! That's awful!
Awful. But true, Boy Wonder.
I want to go home.
I'm afraid that's not possible, little friend. You see, unfortunately, now you all know the top secret location of the Batcave. If that information were to fall into the wrong hands, our careers as crime fighters would be chopped liver.
But I won't tell.
No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid you'll all have to spend Christmas here in this cave until Robin and I can figure out some way to wash your tiny minds clean. Now, who wants to help me hang tinsel on the bat poles?
What's this? The Caped Crusaders' Christmas spent coddling kindergartners? Has Alfred spiked Batman's eggnog? Tune in tomorrow to find out. Same Xmas time, same Xmas channel.
Thanks, Batman. At least you're not like a dick like Superman. All right, so we start off with Haley Fisk from 1923 giving a Christmas message to his employees. And then from 1964, that was Radio Caroline. An excerpt there of Batman's Christmas Caper. That's off of The Legend Lives On, the historic sounds of Radio Caroline. And it was off one of the offshore pirate radio stations, the original ones in the 60s that broadcast before the BBC played pop music. And then we continue with Batman there with TV's Batman Adam West, the lost Christmas episode of the Batman TV series. And that you can find on the Kevin and Bean, the Real Slim Santa 2000 holiday compilation through the LA station K-Rock, K-R-O-C. And in the background here, this is Carol of the Bells by the Hanna-Barbera Oregon and Chimes from 1965. And Hanna-Barbera made a lot of cartoons, and we're going to listen to a bit of cartoon music, although more in the Rankin Bass family. But let's have a movie star, because we need to up the Hollywood wattage of the show. And this is a 7-inch, the only 7-inch that Cary Grant, the actor, recorded. And this is in tribute, based inspired on the birth of his daughters, from October 1967. This is Cary Grant with a Christmas lullaby. Here's to you.
It's Christmas Eve, and you are asleep, my little one. This is such a special night for you. And for me, for you, because you will awaken to a joyful morning, filled with wonderful surprises, and all the things our love can do to delight you. There's a shining Christmas tree, and a doll, a music box, and some toys. And for me, because I will watch your happiness. All this joy we will share because of the birthday of the Christ child, who taught us that in loving and giving, we find our own happiness, and that angels do watch over us. Angels bless you, little one. While you're fast asleep, you'll awake to dancing toys, candy canes, Christmas joys. And I pray your whole life through, angels will watch over you. Loving you the way I do. My little one, sleep well. Loving you the way I do. Oh, my dear little one, sleep well. Merry Christmas.
Silent night. No chimes, no song. No Santa.
All is calm, all is bright, round yon
loudly calling, Santa, Santa.
Come on, oh, Kris Kringle, down the Milky Way.
Christmas chimes are calling, Santa, we need you today. Christmas chimes are calling, Santa and his eight reindeer. We love his laughter, he's jingling-a-ling forever after. The bells will ring. Christmas chimes are calling, Santa, Santa, every heart recalling, Santa, Santa.
Come on, oh, Kris Kringle, down the Milky Way.
Christmas chimes are calling, Santa, we need you.
Take you now to downtown Toyland.
Sorry about all that confusion in the street with you and your friend. To the little guy! Yay! And his generous Santa friend.
Give with all your heart.
Joy.
It's joy to give. Give for love. Give for love.
Love is the answer.
Love is the answer.
Come on.
Joy.
A Merry Christmas.
Joy is all there is to live for.
Thank you for coming.
Give with all your heart and what's more.
Love.
Love's the only word that counts. That's right, love is the answer. Oh, give, give, love.
Something jumped the gun there, sorry about that. All right, so we actually had a little bit of a TV special thing after we heard Cary Grant there talk about various things. There we go. A little fire roasting here in the background. Because this is how we keep things warm here at the radio station. So we start off with Cary Grant, and off the Here's to You 7-inch. That was Christmas Lullaby. Then from the Rankin Bass adaptation of Twas the Night Before Christmas, so based on the poem, we heard Maury Laws there with Christmas Cheers Are Calling Santa. And this was the cartoon, not the stop-motion productions like they had for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. No, this was the cartoon with the people with their huge pupils, like massive black eyes. It was... looks kind of creepy. And then, actually, of all things, from 1982's Ziggy's Gift, so Ziggy as in the pantsless gnome kind of cartoon guy, we heard Harry Nilsson doing Give Love Joy, which is an adaptation of an older song of his. And that actually was for the Emmy Award-winning Ziggy's Gift special. And the animation on it is kind of flawless to amazing. I mean, you wouldn't think of a Ziggy cartoon being really worthwhile to watch, but one of the animators behind it actually went to work on Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And, of course, Ziggy doesn't talk, which is as it should be. So, that is going to be it for Exploding Head Movies, not only this week, but for the year 2011. Coming up in about 5 minutes' time, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, I'm not totally sure what's going to happen. Canada Post Rock normally comes at that time, but I believe regular host P-Bone is away, so... I did see Gavin bring his saxophone in. Does that mean he's going to play carols for you?
He's not listening right now, but I'm going to say yes. Yes, indeed.
If you missed any of this week's episode, you can always just grab the podcast via CITR's website, www.citr.ca. This show should be up in the next half hour or so, but if you want, the past few years of Exploding Head Movies holiday shows are available, in case you need to get in the festive mood. And, yeah, there's a Facebook page for Exploding Head Movies. There's a whole bunch of other stuff on the internet I've heard, too. Cats, lizards, stuff like that. So, next week, it is Boxing Day, and the station will be closed. So, it will be time for the fourth annual Christmas Mega Mix here on CITR. And somehow, based on the student union buildings that were just posted, I can make it into the building for January 2nd. So, for the first Exploding Head Movies of 2012... We'll take a look at The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. We're going to focus primarily on Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross's score to the recent Hollywood adaptation, which is out this week. But we'll also listen to a bit of Jacob Groth's music from the first Swedish version of this best-selling book. So we're going to close off with some Tom Waits here, off of Bad As Me. This will be New Year's Eve. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Enjoy yourselves this holiday season. And, yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. All the best of the Kwanzaa time. Happy Yuletide for all you druids. Joyeux Noël. Bonne année. I'm sure there's other stuff I'm forgetting here. So take care of yourselves. Stay warm. And don't give people coal, straw, or sticks this year. Give something that they can use. And like. And stuff.
Your mother burst in, it was freezing. She said, it looks like it's trying to rain. I was lost, I felt seasick. You convinced me that he left. You said, keep talking, but don't use any names. I scolded your driver and your brother. Fireworks turned out to be just what it was. The stars looked like diamonds, and then came the sirens, and everyone started to curse. All the noise was disturbing, and I couldn't find on at the same time. And then I hid your car keys, and I made black coffee, and I dumped out the rest of the room. Nick and Socorro broke up, and Candace wouldn't shut up, and Finn, he recorded the whole thing. Ray, he said, damn you. And someone broke my camera, and it was New Year's, and we all started to sing. Should old acquaintance be forgot? I had only a few things.
You are listening to CITR 101.9, or on Shaw Cable 88.5, or on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for the special edition of The Jazz Show, the Christmas edition with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.